Hello, pig. So you want to be hypnotized and brainwashed into a toilet, pig? Well, this session I'm going to irreversibly change your desire to kiss a man's mouth into the desire to literally kiss his ass. Since each of these sessions are standalone sessions, I'm going to explain a little bit about hypnosis before the brainwashing begins. For those of you who have already trained and are sure you don't need the reminder, go on ahead, skip to the next track now. For the rest of you, let's go over the reason why hypnosis works and why I am permanently brainwashing you. Have you ever been trying to sleep and having an extremely vivid dream and suddenly woke yourself up jumping or pushing in your dream to find yourself doing it in the reality of your own bed? Well, this state of mind is not hypnosis. It does take your conscious mind as deep into the subconscious as hypnosis does, and the physical effects are the same. The process of hypnosis doesn't fog the subject's mind as much as it gives the entire mind control over the body, which includes the subconscious. The process begins by distracting the conscious mind and simultaneously giving the commands to the subconscious that will break down the barriers between the two and allow the full power of the mind to initiate the changes it is given. To explain further and begin this session, I'm going to start with a susceptibility test. This will show you exactly what I just explained to you, how it all works, and give you an idea of exactly how susceptible you really are. Not just to hypnosis, but to a real superior master's voice. In this test, and with most hypnosis, you will hear different audio tracks in the background, and an entire audio track at the end. These tracks were written and recorded by me and contain reinforcement suggestions that can only be picked up by the subconscious mind. It does not matter if it is the kind of music you normally enjoy, you will find it relaxing and it only affecting you, so it can be listened to anywhere in any setting for public yet private reinforcement. Now for the test. For this test, you should be standing upright, facing a blank wall, just a little further than arm's reach in front of you. Now, for the next 15 seconds, tense every muscle in your body as tightly as possible while standing there. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And relax. Now stretch your neck out, slowly rolling it around on your shoulders while you relax your arms. Now you are ready. Look at the wall in front of you. Pick out a spot on the wall directly ahead and in the center of your vision. Now let your eyes slowly drift up and right diagonally. Hold that spot there. Keep staring at that spot. Concentrate on that spot. Burn the vision of that spot on the wall into your mind's eye. Keep your eyes focused on it, but slowly look through it with your eyes while you concentrate on the vision of it in your mind. As you concentrate, you might feel your eyelids becoming heavy. And it's all right if you need to let them close a little, as long as you concentrate on the vision of that spot on the wall in your mind. In fact, it's okay to let those heavy eyes just fall closed now, as you see the spot clearer in your mind. Now, as I count down from 5, you will let that vision in your mind slowly fade into black. 5, it is slowly fading. 4, fading. 3, it is dim going. Two, almost gone. One, barely there. And now it's gone. Your mind's eye is totally blank. And though you may not feel differently this time, you are in a deep state of hypnosis. Now that blank image in your mind is going to be replaced by the image of your master standing behind you right now. He walks slowly around the front of you and tells you, keep your eyes shut. Reach both your arms out forward. You feel him tie two ropes around the both of your wrists. The wrist on your right hand he ties to a pulley on the ceiling, and the left wrist he ties to a pulley on the floor. See your master slowly pulling your right wrist up towards the ceiling, and your left wrist down towards the floor. Little by little, right wrist pulled up, left wrist pulled down. Now open your eyes. Look at where your arms are. Your right arm is in reality pulled upwards while your left was pulled down simply by the weight of your imagination. This was accomplished through the deep state of hypnosis. This is but the tiniest and simplest layer of hypnosis. Think about the implications now, Pig, that you have experienced it. Because it is time to go on. Face the real deal. The whole lifelong permanent change deal. Good, Pig. And for this session, you should be naked. This time, you may choose the position that is most comfortable for you to listen to my voice in. As a reward from your master who finds your obedience pleasing. This session you are going to be trained how love and intimacy figure into a pig's place in life. Now take a deep, slow breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second. Now let it flow freely and quickly out of your mouth. Again, in slowly through your nose. Hold it momentarily and let it freely out. In, out through the mouth. Breathe rhythmically, steadily, as you listen to the sound of my voice. Think for a moment now about the fact that the sound of my voice is more important to the well-being of the universe than the sound of your breathing. Next, smell the air around you. Identify the smells yourself, the ambient room. Reflect on the scents until you can taste them. Think of your olfactory senses as a possession that while you may experience the passion, the possession doesn't belong to you. It belongs to all superior beings, and most especially to your primary owner you have found one yet, Pig. Now, relax your eyes as you look through them. Realize you are only seeing reflections of light, translated into matter. Matter which reflects light, whose reflection is processed by your brain into the image you see now. Lastly, feel every inch of your body and become aware of it, from the tips of your toes to the top of your scalp. Now, let's take you deeper than you have ever been before to a trance state of hypnosis. Retaining full sense of your body, focus on the top of your scalp again. Imagine a small point of blackness there, a deep shadow that seems bottomless. Out of that spot on your scalp, feel the shadow warming and relaxing the skin and muscles where it grows. Now concentrate on expanding that thick black shadow from the top of your scalp, down along the back of your head, along the front of your forehead, over through and into your ears, the blackness and lack of light warming and relaxing the muscles all the way into the skin, making the skin feel almost numb. Now concentrate on moving that shadow of relaxing nothingness through you over the rest of your head. Feel it come across the eyes, down the face, and into your jaws now. Along the neck, around and deep into your throat, and down deep, deep into your shoulders. You'll find that the lack of feeling isn't really numbness, but the effect of your new consciousness over that part of the body. Where your mind would normally be a part of a natural system of responses and reactions, now your mind is still a part of that system, but it is able to overlook the normal biological operations of that part of your body without being subjected to it. It is here already where you find the mind's ability to change the pattern of your biology. Relax. Think about this. While you look in your mind's eye, the shadow of nothingness crawling through your head and the tops of your shoulders down into your back. Let me continue to deactivate your mind's awareness over the rest of your body, beginning with the toes now. Imagine the warm nothingness and black shadow coming out of the tips of all your toes, running through them, over them, along the heels of your feet, into the balls of your feet, up into your ankles, the calves of your legs. Allow the muscles to relax, give in to the nothingness and the shadow, to crawl and spread along up from the calves, up the lower legs, and into your knees. At this point, all of the black shadow of nothingness on your body is being drawn to itself, like a magnet, warming and relaxing as it draws itself down upon your shoulders, down into your spine, through the muscles of your upper arms, down to your elbows, down through your upper arms, sinking into the wrists, along the tops of your hands, and into the finger bones, out underneath the palms. Feel the warmth of the black shadow of nothingness covering your body's head, neck, legs to the knees and crawling upwards, your arms, and crawling farther down along the spine and out and around through the ribs, the black numbing shadow creeping. Up from the knees along the sides of your upper legs, underneath the upper legs all the way to the tip of the tailbone, joining at the spine's base. Imagine the black shadow of nothingness growing and spreading over your entire body. You are totally encased now. It's growing blacker, warmer, more and more relaxing as you are totally encased. Now I've taken your awareness beyond normal biological functions and computations of a pure physical being. And now for the final step. To take control over the rest of your mind, its basic computing functions, its subconscious equations, and all biological autonomic functions. 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Experience is thought. Any minute in the day where you aren't thinking about where you are, what you are doing, why you are doing it, is a minute spent in living death. A minute of life, precious time, precious breath, wasted on the vanity of a passive cognition. Do you love your master pig? It is good that a pig loves its master. Imagine all the love, passion, and soul you could ever give yourself, translated into a kiss. Imagine with a kiss, totally letting yourself go, letting every part of your heart, mind, body, and soul taking in your master's will. Now, pig, you understand that it is only appropriate for a pig to kiss his master in a certain way and in a certain place. It is not the mouth that a pig deserves to kiss with all its love and devotion, but its master's ass. The only lips you ever really deserve to have kissed back your pig mouth is the crown of your master's puckered asshole. You already knew this was true, didn't you, pig? Look in your heart and ask yourself, why are you listening to this now? It's because you already knew that this was how it was meant to be, pig. And you needed to be taught and trained to accept what is natural and where you knew you should be. Pig, see yourself on your knees, your face confronted with your master's axe. Consider how grateful you are, Pig, to have a master accept you for what you really are, and giving you the life you have so badly wanted, needed, deserved. Consider your never-ending loyalty and devotion to your master. How you never thought you could ever feel so accepted by anyone, anywhere, before your master chose to train you. Just see your master's ass at the edge of your lips, Pig. See that he is ready for you to show your love and be given love in return in a way that is appropriate and right for a master of pigs. See that master's ass at the edge of your lips, Pig, and feel only that love. Feel yourself and see in your mind what you will do to express your love, Pig, and know that this has now become a realization, a permanent change in your thinking and behavior. See all your love and lust and belonging to your master put into that kiss, Pig. Know that this is right. This is where you belong. This is where you are needed and where you need to be. When you listen to the audio you heard in this track, Pig, you will find yourself thinking only of the love you wish to express to your master and the appropriate way a pig does that. And now, it is time to wake up feeling hard, horny, and your only insatiable desire to eat a superior man's ass for his pleasure. 5, you're waking up. 4, becoming more and more awake. 3, your eyes are open. 2, your breathing's normal. 1, feeling awake. Thank you.
Thank you.